Thank you for that wonderfully fantastic house music. I love house music. Welcome to my first official press conference as president-elect. Before I begin bashing the press, I just want to acknowledge that they are so important. and I hate them so much. Now let me address the reports released about me by BuzzFeed. I'm talking, of course, about the pee-pee. These reports are completely unsubstantiated, as many websites have said. And that's all I'm going to say about the pee-pee. Does anyone have any questions about anything else?
How do you respond to the explosive reports of you hiring prostitutes to pee on the Obama staff?
See, I don't think you're getting it, okay? That question doesn't matter. This press conference doesn't matter. Nothing that comes out of my mouth right now matters. Pee-pee, poo-poo, penis, pussy, Paula Poundstone. Nothing I say matters. Know what there's video of, but I'll say this, I've done so many worse things than the pee-pee, and nobody cares. I secretly cut off and sold old ladies' hair. I saved my ejaculate and put it in church hand soap dispensers. I successfully killed and skinned 101 Dalmatians to make a beautiful coat. I go into the American Girl doll store and finger them where their vaginas would be. I feed coins to birds. I egged Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's Tesla and told him that it was Magic Johnson that did it. Speaking of Magic Johnson, I was the one that gave Magic Johnson AIDS. Oh, excuse me, HIV. I vape.
How will the pee-pee color your relationship with Putin?
If Putin likes Donald Trump, that's a good thing. Does Trump want to be good friends with Putin? Yes. Putin want to be pals with Trump? Do. Trump love Putin like Peepaw and Meemaw? No. If Trump pee-pee in Putin hotel, Putin Donald pee-pee Putin poo? Absolutely. I don't know what's so hard to understand about that. Do any of you lying reporters have any final questions? We'll be right back. questions about anything else.
President-elect Trump, did you do the pee-pee?
How do you respond to the explosive reports that you hired prostitutes to pee-pee on the Obama's bed?
See, I don't think you're getting it, okay? That question doesn't matter. This press conference doesn't matter. Nothing that comes out of my mouth right now matters. Fantastic house music.
But he does very well with the women.
Yeah, I think that discussion is closed at this point. We're pretty set on Brad Pitt.
Okay, well, I've heard from several sources that Brad Pitt has a very insignificant, tiny, little baby penis.
We don't really take that into consideration for the title.
Well, I mean, I just think you should, because Donald Trump has a very big one, and it's really classy. And furthermore, he's an Adonis among men.
Thanks for calling, Mr. Barron.
I mean, those muscles have to be nice and tight, okay? Because they're holding up that huge penis all day long.
Good morning, Chase Bank. Can I give you your name and date of birth?
Yes, this is John Barron, and I'm calling about my client, Donald John Trump, 614-1946.
I'm sorry, I'm actually only authorized to speak directly to the account holder.
My client was charged a $25 overdraft.
Sir, I'm sorry, I'm only authorized to speak directly to the account
holder. He's a huge businessman. He has so much money with you guys, if you stacked it all up in one pile, it would almost be as big as his huge penis. People actually give him standing ovations when he walks into a room, and his children also love him.
Domino, can I take your order?
This is John Barron. I'm calling on behalf of my client, Donald Trump.
Okay, so the order is for Mr. Trump?
No. He won't be eating it. I, John Barron, will be eating it. Donald Trump would never eat Domino's. I want two large ham and pepperoni pizzas. Make sure there's plenty of ham on those pizzas, okay? There can never be too much ham on a pizza. And let's throw in an order of cinnamon sticks, okay? But also, I want ham on the cinnamon sticks.
Thank you. Thank you. And also, thank you for that wonderfully fantastic house music. I love house music. Welcome to my first official press conference as president-elect.
Claims that he paid prostitutes to urinate on the bed.
Oh, bullshit. Like, we're supposed to believe Trump has started paying people who do work for him? Here come the waterworks. And, you know, speaking of waterworks, hallelujah, it's Comedy Christmas!
BuzzFeed News says the British intelligence passed to the Americans claims that during a trip to Russia, Mr. Trump rented a Moscow hotel suite where the Obamas once stayed, and it claims that he paid prostitutes to urinate on the bed.
But then today, NBC News contradicted that story, reporting that Donald Trump wasn't told about unverified Russian dossier. So basically, in the immortal words of our president-elect,
what the hell is going on?
Now, BuzzFeed also reported on this story, but handled it very differently, publishing the 35-page dossier that detailed the unverified allegations.
Around that you could get to sexually molest you.
Thankfully, not. Only thing here is this weird.
Flower. Ask it to sexually molest you.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that. Hey there, little guy.
Pee on me.
What was that?
Nothing. What the hell is wrong with you?
Pee on me.
No.
I know. This might be our in on getting you molested. Do it.
Not gonna happen, Doc.
It's so warm and dry down here, and I'm so thirsty.
Without a shred of evidence. Look, nobody wants to believe that Trump paid Russian hookers to pee all over a bed more than I do. But there is zero proof that happened. Plus, I find it hard to believe that Trump actually paid somebody for services rendered.
We need to get into that chamber.
Fine, I'll do it.
Perfect. This is how history is made, my friend. This could be your defining moment. The one thing you will always be remembered for.
I haven't been this shocked by BuzzFeed since their quiz told me I was a Kerry when I'm so obviously a Miranda. The campaign. So when you hear Kellyanne Conway dismiss these allegations as nonsense from the internet, you may think that's a good defense, or you may also remember the times Trump said stuff like this.
Forget the press. Read the internet. I do get a lot of honesty over the internet.
All I know is what's on the internet.
All I know is what's on the internet. So basically, Trump has made his own bed, and now he's peeing in it. We'll be right back.
want to acknowledge that they are so, so important. And I hate them so much. Now let me address the reports released about me by BuzzFeed. I'm talking, of course, about the pee-pee. Did it. Speaking of Magic Johnson, I was the one that gave me... I think...
How would the pee-pee call your relationship
to Putin? If Putin likes Donald Trump, that's a good thing. Does Trump want to be good friends with Putin? Yes. Putin want to be pals with Trump? Do. Trump love Putin like Peepa and Meemaw? No. If Trump pee-pee in Putin hotel, Putin Donald pee-pee Putin poo? Absolutely.
Okay. His name is on the credit card, Dennis?
It'll be Donald Trump's name on the card. It'll be John Barron that will be pig that's eating all this pizza. That's right. I, John Barron, am a disgusting, disgusting pig. Point, point. Hi there, this is John Barron. Okay, I'm a publicist calling on behalf of my client Donald J. Trump. I'd like you to see if his prescription has been filled yet.
Yes, I have one prescription here for Mr. Donald Trump.
The chocolate jointed?
Yep, that's it.
Yes. I mean, isn't that hilarious? It's something that Mr. Trump does. Basically, he's like Steve Martin. Okay, what he does is has a goo. Right? He'll keep it out whenever he has sex with a beautiful model or a tennis champion, you know, for the first time. I think it's so funny because his penis is actually 100% perfect in every way. I got to touch it once, and I'll tell you, it's
look,
like...
Look, it's, just tell whoever needs it to pick it up and
I don't know what's so hard to understand about that. Do any of you lying reporters have any final questions?
This is Michael Pyle, Community Based Radio. We are just having some fun here with a little bit of fun golden showers events raining down. I'm Dr. Furious. We do this every Thursday night, starting around 10-ish, going to who knows how long, deep late into the safe harbor hours, which maybe I should let some of you all know this may be offensive, and listener discretion is advised, which is partly why I do it. Oh, what else is going on? We also have ways to contact here at the studio. Go to WCOMFM.org and support the station that way. Many different ways, but mostly by just doing what you're doing right now, listening. Like some of my friends out there, or all my friends out there, I want to just keep the show going. We've got some cool new, fun new music tonight. Stuff kind of following the Zadala flow mostly, but some other new stuff. So I'll be mixing it up too and slowing it down or whatever I got to do to it to help provide the soundtrack to the craziness in the world. But there are some good things happening here in Kakalaki, including kicking out Rat McCrony. Bye-bye. I need a beep thing here like most radio producers have when you have to curse and you can just push the beep button. All right, I'll work on that. How else can you help the radio? Go to furiousg.blogspot.com and check out all the old stuff and the whole movement to support community-based. Place-based radio. And I'll keep doing what I'm doing. I'm furious! I
history. As Barack Obama delivered his stirring farewell address, joining the pantheon of presidents and celebrating not only what they have done for America, but their vision of what the future holds for our great country. It was truly a moving experience. And I just have to say, let's talk about Donald Trump for a second. Because there's a story that came out in the last 24 hours, and pardon the expression, it is juicy. And last night, here's what happened. CNN reported that last Friday, intelligence chiefs presented Trump with claims of Russian efforts to compromise him. I gotta say, that is an awkward first meeting with your new boss. Hey, looking forward to working together. Water coolers down the hall. We heard you're a puppet of a hostile foreign government. Barbara validates parking anytime you need it. Any questions? Summary of allegations that Russian operatives claim to have compromising personal and financial information about Mr. Trump. Trump received these documents as part of his intelligence briefing.
Oh, I know.
So we know one thing for sure. He didn't read them. And it's a lot of effort. And Trump immediately denied the report, tweeting, intelligence agencies should never have allowed this fake news to leak into the public. One last shot.
Welcome to the Late Show.
Are we living in Nazi Germany? So true. No. Wow. That is so true. We all remember how unfair Nazi Germany was to their charismatic leader. I mean, those people are always going, talk to the hand. So true.
Also, China tried to buy Rhode Island, and I said, no way. Certainly not at that price.
Third thing. Today, Trump called these new reports fake news. So despite an incredibly short run, I think it is time to retire that term.
A golden shower at the Trump Hotel, the Trump International Hotel. My friend Lamar sent it to me this morning. You can hear the shower in the background. And this is what it sounds like in the lobby of the Trump Hotel. Trump apparently claims credit for having helped design this. It's a giant golden shower. But anyway, lots of water flowing over, gold water. But this was not quite that. This had to do with something far nastier.
One thing, but now everyone is using it for everything. Fake news as a term is busted. It was like the first time you heard your dad say faux shizzle and immediately thought, well, that's over. Final thing, the irony, of course, is that Trump built his political career spreading a false and outrageous claim about President Obama and continued making baseless allegations throughout the campaign. So when you hear Kellyanne Conway dismiss these allegations as nonsense from the internet, you may think that's a good defense, or you may also remember the times Trump said stuff like this.
To get the press, read the internet. I do get a lot of honesty over the internet.
All I know is what's on the internet.
All I know is what's on the internet. So basically, Trump has made his own bed, and now he's peeing in it. Allegedly. Allegedly.
Listen, this is John Barron, okay, calling on behalf of Donald J. Trump. I mean, this guy is so busy and so rich, he just plain straight up can't do jury duty. Donald Trump loves Hispanics. The sombreros, the margaritas, the fiestas, the siestas. Yes, this is John Barron. I'm calling on behalf of my client, Donald J. Trump, who is a fifth grader at your school. You know?
Oh, bullshit. Like, we're supposed to believe Trump has started paying people who do work for him? Local news, the national press took a tippy-toe trip to Euphemism Town.
We are having one of those moments in American politics tonight, a confluence of events.
Just one of those classic moments where the first black president gives a farewell speech while the next president watches two chicks piss on a bed. The only verifiable thing about this report is how much joy it gave me. It also claims the Trump campaign colluded with the Kremlin, which would be a capital offense, but oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, Il Duce likes to douse beds in floozy pee. Of course, the true victim.
Thank you. Thank you, and also, thank you for that wonderfully fantastic house music. I love house music.
It's been barely 24 hours since the story broke, and there are more Trump golden shower jokes on the internet than there are golden shower videos. There's a high probability this story is bullshit, but the fact that it's plausible bullshit is a terrifying statement about what our nation has come to. No one would ever believe that President Obama paid anyone to urinate on him. He's got people who do that for free. Absolutely believe that Donald Trump is petty enough to hire someone to take a whiz in any bed his predecessor has slept in. In fact, if we believe doing something nasty and petty is what gets Trump hard, then his late night tweets about Alec Baldwin make a lot more sense. It was CNN that broke the seal on the report's existence and BuzzFeed that said, fuck journalistic standards, here you go! But Mother Jones already reported on it back in October, and apparently it was anything but secret.
A number of organizations have been looking at it for some time.
The FBI has it, they're investigating. We also know that senior congressional leaders have it. The same day that the president-elect got his briefing, you have the so-called Gang of Eight.
Plus Felipe, the waiter at the Old Ebbitt Grill, and all the guys selling hats on the mall, but that is it. And then, of course, there's this guy.
Mr. Comey, did you answer Senator Wyden's question that there is an investigation underway as to connections between either the political campaigns and the Russians?
I didn't say one way or another.
You didn't say one way or another whether even there's an investigation underway?
Correct. I don't. Especially in a public forum, we never confirm or deny a pending investigation.
I mean, unless my rebellious agents think America is about to elect a total bitch, but otherwise, never. Trump immediately denied the allegations, and in his defense, they're pretty ludicrous. To believe them, you'd first have to accept that Trump has a bizarre fixation with women and their bladders.
That moment in this weekend's debate when Clinton was late returning from the commercial break.
Sorry.
Apparently because nature was calling, that clearly grossed Trump out.
I know where she went. It's disgusting. I don't want to talk about it. No, it's too disgusting. Don't say it. It's disgusting.
Poor Hillary was so traumatized by Trump's bathroom shaming, she now has to go into the woods to take a leak. So she must have enjoyed this morning's press conference, which marked the return of Trump's trademark, the dumbass prop table.
On either side of the podium, you see bottles of Trump wine, bottles of Trump water, and a butcher block of steaks, which is meant to represent Trump steaks.
Just as this pile of manila folders represents a soggy mattress once occupied by the last president we could look at without bursting into tears. Let's watch how the next leader of the free world responds to a provocation.
I will tell you that not within the meeting, but outside of the meeting, somebody released it. It should never have been the number one.
Yeah, I don't think this is a good time to be talking about releasing a number one.
I am extremely careful. In those rooms, you have cameras in the strangest places. Cameras that are so small with modern technology, you can't see them and you won't know.
Since when has the presence of cameras stopped Trump from doing something stupid?
Welcome to my first official press conference.
At Russia.
Russia can help us fight ISIS, which, by the way, is number one tricky.
Interestingly enough, number one tricky is also the name of the Russian escort agency Trump uses.
Before I begin bashing the press, I just want to acknowledge that they are so, so important, and I hate them so much. Now let me address the reports released about me by BuzzFeed. I'm talking, of course, about the pee-pee. These reports are completely unsubstantiated, as many websites have said, And that's all I'm going to say about the pee-pee. Does anyone have any questions about anything else?
President-elect Trump, did you do the pee-pee?
How do you respond to the explosive reports that you hired prostitutes to pee-pee on the Obama's bed?
See, I don't think you're getting it, okay? That question doesn't matter. This press conference doesn't matter. Nothing that comes out of my mouth right now matters. Pee-pee, poo-poo, penis, pussy, Paula Poundstone. Nothing I say matters.
How do you respond to the allegations that Russians were trying to blackmail you with the pee-pee video?
How could they blackmail me? I don't know what there's video of, but I'll say this. I've done so many worse things than the pee-pee, and nobody cares. I secretly cut off and sold old ladies' hair. I saved my ejaculate and put it in church hand soap dispensers. I successfully killed and skinned 101 Dalmatians to make a beautiful coat. I go into the American Girl doll store and finger them where their vaginas would be. I feed coins to birds. I egged Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's Tesla and told him that it was Magic Johnson that did it. Speaking of Magic Johnson, I was the one that gave Magic Johnson AIDS. Oh, excuse me, HIV. I vape.
How will the pee-pee color your relationship with Putin?
If Putin likes Donald Trump, that's a good thing. Does Trump want to be good friends with Putin? Yes. Putin want to be pals with Trump? Do. Trump love Putin like poop on Meemaw? Moo. If Trump pee-pee in Putin hotel, Putin Donald pee-pee Putin poo? Absolutely. I don't know what's so hard to understand about that. Do any of you lying reporters have any final questions?
How long before the hate that we hold leads us to another holocaust? So we so deep in it that we can't end it, stop, hold, ever call it off. It's too clear, nuclear's too near, and the holders of the Molotov say the revolution's right here, right now, and they ain't calling off.
Throw a double finger with a fist, tear a defense. I'ma be a tour guide. It is wartime, check your wrist.
Ready, kids?
Over to your right, shine a light. Got a baby ready for the fight. I just wanna live. I don't wanna ever have to load a clip. Only hunt bliss. Flames to the kid in my heart, but these motherfuckers sick. They don't give a shit, not at all. They don't even wanna let you take a little piss in a pot. Listen along, they don't want your love. Shit is bug. Motherfuckers steady getting rich from the blood. Love when you beg. Trust, I'ma sooner put a fucking pair of lips to the sun. Love will survive, running on the iridescent lights for our lives. I would be surprised if we ever got the business of alive. It's tonight, wild for the night. Look into my eyes, I am standing at your side for the fight. Minds over mice, swear to God, they can barely even see the dog. They don't see the size of the fight.
Wake up, drink water, smoke blunt, clean oil, my Kalashnikov. Stockpile tea for me and friends, case shit get the popping off. The evening news giving you views, telling you to pick your master for president. Been behind the curtain, seen the devil working, came back with some evidence.
I'm gonna tell you, don't let me tell you what's right, wrong. Make love, smoke good, try to laugh hard and live long.
That's the antidote, you defeat the devil when you hold on to hope. Folk life is beautiful and we ain't got to die for the mother men. And I refuse to kill another human being in the name of a government. Cause I don't study war no more, I don't hate the poor no more. Getting more ain't what's more, only thing more is the love. So when you see me, please greet me with a heart full and a pound and a hug.
Take my soul.
In a church, seen an angel dancing in a club. Trying to feed a baby, so I threw 1,000 in the air and blessed her with a hug. I done been dying so many times, walked on like a dirty rug. And now that I made it, can't fake it, gotta give me what I'm truly worthy of.
And I don't know how much it really means to be right. But what a joy it be to see some peace in this life.
And it occurs to me that maybe we ain't even really seeing it right here in the dark, hoping just to see a beam of the light.
Save my soul. Bring me home from the tower. Save me home. 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 Save me home.
Democratically elected, and that is where things get a little dicey. To livid Orange Julius explain that he can't be into water sports because he's a germaphobe, we may have just witnessed what the history books will call the end of America's tradition of a free press.
It's a disgrace what took place. It's a disgrace, and I think they ought to apologize.
And since you're attacking us, can you give us a question? Mr. President-elect.
Go ahead.
Mr. President-elect, since you are attacking our news organization, can you give us a chance?
Your organization.
You are attacking our news organization.
Your organization.
Can you give us a chance to ask a question, sir?
Go ahead.
Sir,
quiet. I'm not going to give you a question.
Can you stay categorical?
You are fake news.
Yeah, no, I'll take a question from you. Yeah, you, the cartoon frog giving a thumbs up sign. We can only hope the incontinent sex worker frosting draws attention to the report's less delicious details about Russia manipulating our president. After all, as the old Disney song goes, a spoonful of hooker urine helps the treason claims go down.
Even the detail everyone's talking about it, okay? You might call it the number one detail. I think this is just an unfortunate leak. That's making a huge mess. And I know I'm being a wet blanket, but this is the reporting on this is the worst kind of yellow journalism. And even though jokes about this story are a golden opportunity, I won't do it. Not to say the story didn't make a huge splash. It did. It flooded Twitter. I mean, we'll keep you up to date as facts trickle in. And we have our best researcher working on it. She's a real whiz. And one thing is for sure. The president-elect is a Goldwater Republican. Who truly believes in trickle-down. He has the respect of our emergency service workers who gave his plane a water salute. Trump has even denied allegations like this before, in the strongest of terms.
No pee-pee.
So no, I'm not going to make any jokes. Not even a wee one. So I'm cutting it off now. I am finished. Wait, a little more is coming out. I'm just...
Happens sometimes. But after 8 years of listening to Trump make unsubstantiated claims about Obama's birth certificate, I don't think it matters if this is true or not. Because the fact is, it's out there. And that means, Mr. Trump, you're in trouble. Tell us about it. Like, he told us that he was looking into Hillary Clinton's 3 days before he even got the warrant, that he was looking into Hillary Clinton's emails that were on Anthony Weiner's computer, but instead just kind of, well, I guess, looked into it but didn't talk out loud about it. So, which again raises the question, you know, has the FBI been politicized by James Comey? The whole thing is just like, you know, 16 ways to Sunday, moving in all these different directions. Let's, because it's live and it's happening right now, let's just pull a couple of, maybe 2 or 3 minutes. I'm operating on the assumption that most people who just really want to hear Trump's press conference, period, have tuned into some station where they can get that rather than me. So I'm not going to play much of that.
Have any questions about anything else?
President-elect Trump, did you do the pee-pee?
How do you respond to the explosive reports that you hired prostitutes to pee-pee on the Obama's bed?
See, I don't think you're getting it, okay? That question doesn't matter. This press conference doesn't matter. Nothing that comes out of my mouth right now matters. Things that in the pee-pee.
Amounts to fake news. CNN's exclusive reporting on the Russian matter was separate and distinctly different from the document dump executed by an online news property. Though we at Fox News cannot confirm CNN's report, it is our observation that its correspondents followed journalistic standards, and that neither they nor any other journalists should be subjected to belittling and delegitimizing by the president-elect of the United States.
The unverified report.
It was a group of opponents that got together, sick people, and they put that crap together.
Sir, not crap, but close. And Trump, of course, defended his relationship with Russia.
If Putin likes Donald Trump, I consider that an asset, not a liability.
Sir, at this point, I think we all consider you a Russian asset.
sold old ladies' hair. I saved my ejaculate and put it in church hand soap dispensers. I successfully killed and skinned 101 Dalmatians to make a beautiful coat. I go into the American Girl doll store and finger them where their vaginas would be. I feed coins to birds. I egged Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's Tesla and told him that it was Magic Johnson that did it.
Secret.
A number of organizations have been looking at it for some time.
The FBI has it. They're investigating. We also know that senior congressional leaders have it. The same day that the president-elect got his briefing, you have the so-called Gang of Eight.
Plus Felipe, the waiter at the Old Ebbitt Grill, and all the guys selling hats on the mall. But that is it. And then, of course, there's this guy.
Mr. Comey, did you answer Senator Wyden's question that there is an investigation underway as to connections between either the political campaigns and the Russian... Russians.
And he explained just why he wants to work with Russia.
Russia can help us fight ISIS, which, by the way, is number one tricky.
Number one tricky, by the way. The official name for what those women did in that Russian hotel room. Allegedly. Allegedly. It's on the room service menu. I'll have the number one tricky and a Cobb salad, please. How long will that be? Will that be a long time? But Trump quickly moved beyond these allegations to remind us why we voted for him. Because he's a great negotiator.
We don't make good deals anymore.
Yeah, like how we traded Obama for the world's loudest troll doll. It's a terrible deal.
All right, everybody. Hey, listen, this is Micro Power and Furious Based Radio. LPFM, Micro Power 103.5, WCOM LPFM, Chapel Hill, Carborough, where we are cranking in to some awesome beats and spotlighting some crazy stuff trickling down. Learn more about the Furious Show by going to furiousg.blogspot.com, where you can see all our old shows, or you can learn about how we've been spotlighting all the craziness for a long time here. So we're going to continue to do that for now. And keep doing what you're doing for now. We've been playing a lot of cool stuff. The new Run the Jewels 3. Some of this crazy cool Ladder Love. also cranking into some fantastical... new Gaslamp Kizzler, his brand new thing that's come out. So we're going to actually throw in that for a little bit while. So thanks for listening. And of course, we're going to solicit the help of many, including Stephen Colbert and Samantha Bee, to spot this new Trump scandal, Trump P-gate. And of course, Trump himself, in his own words. I mean, he's amazing.
I was the one that gave Magic Johnson a...
No, so for real, he didn't say that. This show may be offensive. Some dangling members were essentially, you're not offended already. You're not paying attention. Some of our members in our listening audience may not be able to survive this moment, but
I'm afraid.
Because they're so afraid. We're going to get back into it here. Thanks for listening to Micro Power Radio. I'm curious!
government is, how do you possibly dispel them? And here's the thing. I only feel for Donald Trump a little bit here, because he brought this up
Donald Trump
himself.
Is doing in his
and I have
conference
a suggestion,
right.
Mr. Trump, of how to get rid of it. Just do the thing you have never done, which is say anything Putin wouldn't like. All right? That would prove they're not running you. Because you've never said anything Putin doesn't love. Criticize the invasion of Ukraine. Criticize taking away the Crimea. Criticize him killing journalists. Raise sanctions on Russia. Say Putin's nipples look like pencil erasers. Anything. Say anything negative about him. I dare you, because I bet you won't.
Any of you line reporters have any final questions?
Why it's not possible that it happened.
I was in Russia years ago with the Miss Universe contest, which did very well. Moscow, the Moscow area, did very, very well. And I told many people, be careful, because you don't want to see yourself in television. Cameras all over the place. And again, not just Russia, all over. Does anyone really believe that story? I'm also very much of a germaphobe, by the way. Believe me.
Well, I'm not a historian, but I think that was a first. I really do. And of course, we don't know if these rumors are true. Anyone could have written that document, but Trump denies it, Putin denied it, and a senior Russian official denied it live this afternoon on CNN.
Let's get some more on all of this. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Wolf. There is no truth to these disgusting and offensive allegations. I have personally reviewed all secret videos of Mr. Trump hooker orgy. There was no peeing. No pee on bed, no pee on Trump, not even in toilet. It was totally normal heterosexual hooker sex party. That never happened.
All right, I think that settles that.